recovered people pleaser, and boundary is important for your now, for your tomorrow, and for the future. Because if you don't have boundary, it's harmful if you don't have boundaries. So it's very important for you, and that's another thing about boundaries and being aware of yourself. Mm-hmm. Being a self-awareness is, you know, they should be like, you know, neighbors and or best friends. If you're self-aware, you will know, yeah, where the trigger would be coming from and when someone is about to move funny with you. Because you can't continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. So when I gave that example earlier about, you know, some certain woman would say, oh, I work better with men. I do better with men. Sister, look at the mirror. Could it be that you're the issue why you're not having good friends? Because when you know yourself, it's like my friends now. I don't expect my friends, you know, from time to time, you know, their support bodies. But a lot of my friends are not outside or openly communicators, that they just want to hold the microphone everywhere they go to and then speak up and show things. But they're confident in their own world and their spaces, and they have different strengths. So I wouldn't expect them to up and go, let's go everywhere we want to go together. But you know, when it's time for us to chill and be happy together and cry on each other's shoulder, we're there for one another. So I think when you know, and I have friends in different groups, in different worlds, so if the support I need is, oh sisters, let's go to that networking event together, I know where to go to.
Actually, that was going to be my question. Tell me the power of sisterhood.
Oh,
sisterhood. How important is community and sisterhood?
Oh, you know, one thing I would say though, a great sisterhood is the best thing ever. But there are also wrong sisterhoods.
We need to speak about the pros and the cons.
Yes. Yeah. There, this is why, in everything in life though, it's not just sisterhood. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right.
So there is good sisterhood, there are ugly sisterhoods, and there are good sisterhoods. So I pray those that are missing it in their life, in their space, that they get it, because there is nothing as sweet as the good sisterhood, great sisterhood. I will say I belong, they will laugh at me now and they will find it very insulting. I belong to a group of women in different space. I think this particular one, majority of us in the group, we've been friends for over 10 years, over 15 years to be fair. And you know, it's like we don't even need to invite anybody outside of the group for parties, because we're a party on our own. The energy, the vibe, the way we click, the way we form together is just perfect. And we learn from each other in different worlds. It's a good sisterhood.
And you know what I love about this sisterhood?
As yes, yes.
It's this brunch.
Oh,
this afternoon.
Oh. Exactly. Imagine you going for brunch by yourself. Ah, sister, you need friends though. Ah. Go and find friends. Go and find good friends, please. There is joy in it. Oh, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not searching. I'm out of the market. My friends know I'm always saying that. I'm off the market for friends. But doesn't mean I'm a very open book. I'm a very approachable person. But something, sisterhood, the brunch, the dates, mm-hmm. having someone to say, you know what, let's go to spa together, mm-hmm. let's go on this walk together. I was telling a friend yesterday, another friend from another circle yesterday, she's going through stuff right now, and I was like, you know what, you have the friends that you can go to, you know, to cry on their shoulder and things like that, actually from a totally different cultural background. So I was giving an example of, you know, I was going through some things last year, and it was just an SOS message to my friends. They picked each other up and they were at my door. They had to even drive an hour, because I don't live in Manchester, they had to drive an hour to me. And they were there, on their way coming, they had ordered the, what's it called, the food delivery, Uber Eats. They didn't pick it, they're not familiar with my area, but they brought the bottles. They brought the bottles. They were arriving, food was being delivered, we sat there, we laughed, we cried, we joked. 3 a.m. before they left. Oh, so ladies, if you are out there, you need a sisterhood. Because this world, there's a lot of, you know, Poshpi was saying earlier that the news, everything is always sad these days and everything. But the funny thing, I stopped listening to the news in 2009.
Well, that's a long time
ago. A long time ago. So the news have always been bad news. And I remember that year, back in the day, which as a student, I used to have those little alarm clocks that wakes you up with the news that you could set, and then it would wake you up with it. And every morning, on my way to campus or work, I'm there depressed because I've just heard about someone that died, someone that killed someone, someone that I'm like, I need to. Because my energy, my aura, my space, I'm a very positive person. It's important for me to breathe, live, sleep, drink, wake up into positivity. Mindset is powerful to anything you're doing. So if you're having issues in your relationships among group and you can't tick amongst the same gender, sister, you know what? Do a check on yourself, because we're not perfect. From time to time, we need things to fix among within ourselves as well. So do a check and fix you.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna ask for another question. Talking about what you're saying still.
Is it 36 or 68 carat gold or diamonds? You know, help me if my husband, dude, hopefully you're listening, you know. Not material, but yeah, jokes aside, how can men help with mental health? I would say in different perspective now. In relationship, you can help with mental health by understanding the woman that you're with. We're very hormonal. No matter how good and great we are, our hormones also decide some of the way we respond to things from time to time. Know when you're, like a woman's circle, for example, know when your woman is about to be on a period or something, because everything is jacking back and forth in her head, in her mind. She's depressed this week. Next week is a happy period. Is this? So understanding the hormonal circle and balance of your missus or your wife or your girlfriend is very important to help them manage your mental health better. Understanding a woman as well. I don't know if it's all women. Some of my friends are not overthinkers, but they know that I'm an overthinker. I think there are more overthinking women than men. And in situations like that, understand if your what your woman is, what her personality is, what her background is, where she's coming from, the things she's been through. Because men, I think you guys are good and strengthened enough to be able to hide it. A man that grew up in the streets, yeah. A man, and then that's why they say men don't talk a lot, and they, you know, it kills their mental health. A man that grew up in the streets, that went through hell and back and everything, may not naturally exude it as an individual in a relationship or outside of a relationship. But women, we carry our problem. You know, it's just.
So men needs to be more sensitive.
Be sensitive to your woman. Know who you're with. Know their history. Know the past. Know what journey they've come through. If you know, you will know how to respond.
Well, I feel like that's in both ways, because if I don't know your journey,
yes,
I might not be able to help you. Do
correct.
You want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like women also should kind of tell their partner or their friends about what they've been through to some extent, so they can reason from that angle. Because you can't just tell me, understand me. What am I trying to understand?
The crazy thing is, we can tell you, but if you may not do anything about it as well. It's the intentional action that you take towards that information that you have that matters to us. And the crazy thing is, women are so, I won't say gullible, because we're learning now. Thank God for the internet. Oh, we're wise now. We've been there, done that, seen it. We're wise. We're getting all the wisdom we need. You guys I'm stereotyping, but men have done so much in the world that you've taught us. Mm-hmm. We're learning.
Like I said, upgrade.
Upgrade, yes. We're learning so much, and I think we've seen too many things. And God, thank God for the internet. We've seen, we've read, and now especially women with wisdom, we're taking all that information and you know, we're doing something with it. We're not just letting it slide anymore. So we're learning through it. But it's important for a man, if you want to support your woman's mental health, be intentional.
Right. My last question before we round up.
Yes.
Do you think, this is personal,
yes,
would you say you are a healed woman?
Me personally?
Are you living in your purpose?
Oh, do I need to answer? Oh. Yes, yes. I met a friend earlier today and she was like, you're so happy. I'm like, yes, it's happening. I am living in my purpose. I'm doing more than living in my purpose. I am so confident in who I am, where I've come from, the journey I'm going to.
Your purpose, mm-hmm, helps your mental health.
100%.
And you can become healed,
yes,
or healed woman, or healed person. And when you're healed, you can function better.
That is true. But healing differs from healing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you understand? Because, you know, my great buddies will tell you from time, oh, Esther, you need therapy. I am an overthinker. I'm a deep thinker. So, yeah, it's not a bad thing. But I will say at this point and this state, yes, of my life, I've read enough books, spoken to enough people, gotten enough perspective, invested in my own development and my healing enough for me to know that yes, I may not be completely ill, but I'm on a pathway to it. I'm doing a lot about it. Thank you for having me.
There's this segment on our show, we call it Rant of the Day.
Okay.
So rant and just tell us what it did through the week or whatever. And I'm gonna do Rant of the Day today.
Please.
I don't know if you wanna do yours, but yeah, I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
Right, so I had a meeting with a lady over the week,
mm-hmm,
and when I was leaving that meeting, a guy knocked on my door,
okay,
on my window door at my car, to tell me, oh, do you know that girl? Oh, she's my girlfriend. And I found that so intricate. I'm like, okay, what do I need that information?
Okay.
It was just to say,
this is interesting.
I don't know if I'm to be angry, if I'm to laugh, gullible or low self-esteem, can someone be to be tracking someone down? Because I don't. What do you think? Because I'm. I've never experienced that.
I don't know if it's ever happened to me before, but I've been married over 13 years now. And I would love for my husband to go and do that. Hey! I just want to see. I want to be able to stand somewhere like this and be like, why are you talking to my wife? We have different things that help us, that makes us tick. I think from my own, from where I'm sitting here, I think I like, he didn't punch you. He didn't punch you. But the fact that he was so concerned that the missus was, it goes back, you know, the realistic bit is, you know, you don't trust your missus or anything. I guess maybe that's why my husband has never done it before. And I think he should better go out now. He should do it. But, yeah, but the thing is, different, again, trauma. People carry trauma. What if this particular person, the last woman he was with, was in the car, was in several cars with, you know, with men that he thought were just friends, but she was cheating. Maybe that's why now he's responding that way. Or maybe she knows it. He knows it happened to someone. People carry trauma. This person you were talking to. That was the issue, that they were not together anymore. He still wants her. He's still, oh, bless him, poor man. He still wants her, but I really don't know. Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I need my husband to go and get jealous. So. Yeah.
Even if you're with that person, that matter should be with you and your partner, not the third party. It's actually, yeah, that's how I say it. I don't think I would do.
If you get into that level,
like
where you're having to step out to go and accuse other people, then you don't trust. You don't. It doesn't exist anymore, isn't it? Yeah.
So I don't think anybody should get to that level. And that's my rant today. And I feel better now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you feel better. I'm not sure I have anything to round about, to be fair. I think I've had a lovely day today. Had a few meetings, went to town to get some stuff for my ampers, and we just... But this has been lovely, yes.
Women empire, because I feel small for women to talk about. But on this note for today, thank you, Esther, for coming on the show. Thank you
for having me.
The production team, and also thanking myself, Foshbi, for still carrying on. This is our seventh episode, and we started like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And here we are, see how time has flown. And it will get better, like I used to say, it only get better. So next week again.
Can I just quickly say about a woman's program that I'm having, which is very similar to this conversation where we're talking about. It's for women generally that are looking to get back into employment, that may have been struggling from time to time. Maybe it's just been difficult for them to get back, which is what I started with about. It might be... Yeah, sorry, we need to round up. It might be difficult for them to, because they're trying, it's difficult because they're trying to get back into what no longer exists. So the program is on the 1st of November. Hopefully, maybe Posh P will share where to find it.
Thank you very much. My show is on the 2nd of November. Get your tickets. And I shall see you next week again on Posh P's couch. God bless you.
Bye, people. Bye bye.
Africa. Money. How much is money?
How much is money?
Ballin', ballin'.
Allah.